Good morning with our political observer, Alan Chartuk. Well, I heard something on the BBC this morning that was very interesting, talking about the future and care bots, robots that would help take care of you as you get older.
Hey, you know what, David? It's all coming. And since it's always difficult to get the kind of people that you need to take care of somebody who's older, why not robots? There will be robots. They'll pick people up out of bed. They'll take them to the toilet. They will create a different kind of life and will put more people out of work. My friend and late Sebastian de Grazia, who I really loved, wrote of Time, Work, and Leisure. He predicted this in the 1960s. He said this was coming. And we know this from automation. And now the robots, of course, are beginning to think. And when they begin to think, pretty soon this will be a real challenge to humans. It may be the next step in some kind of an evolutionary cycle. We don't have to watch Rod Serling to know that it's a real possibility. But on the other hand, there are going to be a lot less automobile crashes because of automation. There are going to be a lot of people who are able to see in that blind spot on your right-hand side. There's going to be a warning voice comes over and says, there's a car there. All of that is not only going to happen, is happening right now. And the pace of this is going to pick up faster and faster and faster.
Speaking of the pace picking up faster, faster and faster, the presidential race, we now see Trump has won Nevada, strengthening his lead. What does this portend for a potential Republican nomination?
Well, it looks to me like Trump is going to have it. Now, if they want to deny him, they can. There was an interesting piece in the Times which indicates that Trump and his relationship with some of the New York banks hasn't been that good, and that some of them don't want to do business with him. There are a couple of bankruptcies with some of his properties. So I'm just simply saying, if this guy is going to run for president, and if this many people in the establishment are opposed to his running, you had better believe they're going to look at every jot and tittle that has to do with his personal background and candidacy. And if there's anything there, goodbye, because that's going to be the next firewall for them. But if the Republicans are intent on having somebody who will excite people, well, Trump is one of those guys who could do it. It's just that for whatever their reasons, they don't want him.
President Obama addressed the nation yesterday on his plans to shut down Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo. The prison, as the New York Times editorializes, is one of the most shameful chapters in America's recent history. Republican lawmakers all too often have been reflexive and thoughtless in their opposition to the closing of Guantanamo, and closing that prison by the end of the year is feasible.
Guess what? That ain't going to change. And you already heard the Republican response, because Obama had said he was going to do it in his campaigns. We're not going to endanger the security of the United States as a bunch of baloney. You know, and he said, there are just a handful left. Let's bring them to American prisons. Oh, you can't bring them somehow, as if we don't have high security prisons already in this country. It's nonsense. Of course, it's just one more proof of the incredible obstructionism. You know, David, we are also treated to this specter of the Republican Party meeting in caucus and saying, we will not for the next year allow the president to do his constitutional duty. We will not talk to anybody. We will not talk to any prospect. We will not vote up or down. We're just going to close the door. Now, if I'm on the American people, I don't like that. I think that's not playing right. It's not a legal thing. It's not a constitutional thing. It is one of the most unappealing, unattractive parts of what the Republicans are doing. Think about it for a second. This country has been run 5-4. Some people say an election was stolen, Gore versus Bush. Over and over again, women's rights have been challenged. And this 5-4 decision, which keeps the power elite in power, has been again and again responsible for guiding this country. Now, all of a sudden, the unthinkable happens. Somebody dies, and it's 4-4, and things are going to stay the same and put a stop to that. You know, it's like a 2-year-old who is sent to his room because he just is stomping on the ground, and you want them to stop, so you give them some quiet time, and you put them in the room. They don't know any way out of this. They're not about to give up this 5-4. And if it means that a Republican could possibly be elected president of the United States, well, then they'll just say no. No confirmation, no hearing, no up or down vote, the very thing they're always screaming for when the shoe is on the other foot. With a year to go for a president, it's a disgrace.
Our political observer, Alan Chartuk, joining us. Thanks, Alan.